Last week we discussed the question of whether there was any concern or whether it was inappropriate to have a Magen David on a parochas in a shul. We saw at Moshe Paskin that there was no issue, no concern having a Magen David on the parochas. He said that's been done for many centuries. Today I wanted to discuss a tshuva which speaks of a perhaps similar kind of question. This is in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Vav. Reb Moshe was asked whether it's inappropriate or not to have Israeli and American flags in a shul, well-known tshuva. And apparently, this tshuva written in 1956 was in regard to a shul where there were a group of members who wanted to make a breakaway minyan because they thought that this was extremely inappropriate to have Israeli and American flags in the shul next to the Aron Kodesh, and they were planning on starting their own minyan. So Moshe writes, he says, you have this shul which is built with Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. People have already been davening in this shul. And once you've started davening in a shul, even if in theory a person were to do an Avera in the shul, perhaps even an extreme Avera, such as somebody committing adultery in a shul, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is still intact. It's already been established, it's been used as a shul, it's been davened in. The Kedusha is still there. The fact that somebody commits an aveira in the shul, in theory even an aveira of that magnitude, does not detract from the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. So Moshe writes, he says, even if you were to assume that putting flags in a shul is a davar iser, in theory, that doesn't in any way desecrate the kedusha of the shul. And therefore you're better off davening in the shul where the kedusha is Beis HaKnesses than you are davening in somewhere else where there is no Beis HaKnesses, davening at home or somewhere else which is just a makom chol. But then furthermore, says Rav Moshe, I don't even understand what iser there is in putting flags in a shul. He says something which is a davar chol, it's mundane, there's no kedusha to it. Even if the shul doesn't have any need for it, says there's no iser in putting such an item in the shul. And he says, even if those who designed the Israeli flag were anti-religious, even if they were Rishayim, nevertheless, they don't view the flag as, you know, as an item of worship, as something to look up to as an avodah zarah. It's not that type of item. And everyone knows it's a Moshe. The flag was made as a siman ba'alma, it's just a symbol. And that's it. It's a davar chol. It's not a davar kadosh. It's not a davar iser. It's a davar chol. It's just an ordinary, mundane kind of item. The American flag as well, says Reb Moshe. They don't bring it into the shul because they view it as a davar kadosh. They put it there as a symbol, as an indication that the administration of the shul is very much appreciative of Medinas Yisrael, of the government of America, and they want to show that in a public place that we appreciate and we are grateful for both the United States and for the State of Israel. So Moshe says, certainly on the one hand, it's not appropriate to take a davar chol and to put it into a makom kadosh next to the Aron Kodesh. But on the other hand, there's no iser mamish to do so. Where Moshe first says, it's not an iser mamish, on the one hand. It's not min haroi, on the other. It's an inyan hevel v'shtus. It's just... There's no reason for it. So therefore, Moshe says, if it's efshar ba'ofen shel shalom, if it's possible in a peaceful way to remove it from the Beis HaKnesses, okay, that's a davar tov. Let's make a machlokas over it. That itself is a davar iser. So, ironically, here you are trying to wage the battle, l'shem shemayim. This is just my own editorial here. You know, to do what you think is required al pidin to avoid a terrible iser of having flags in the shul. Moshe says, you're doing the iser. You're creating the machlokas in the shul. That's the davar iser. Moshe says, if it was possible without machlokas to put an end to the entire inyan hadegel, so there shouldn't be a zikaron lemaiser rishoyim, maybe that would also be nachon lasos, he says. But again, chas v'shalom, to make a machlokas out of it. That's what Moshe's bottom line. Chas v'shalom to make a machlokas out of it. He says, so those people who want to start a breakaway minyan somewhere else and think, oh, this is a davar gadol that we're doing because, you know, we're going to be davening without such political symbols in the shul. Moshe, that's just Inyan Politica. It's just political stuff. It's Mitzah Koach HaYetzer V'HaSatan. That's all that's motivating the breakaway minion here. In other words, bottom line, the real Isser is the Machlokas. The flags is not the Isser. Maybe not appropriate, Moshe says. Perhaps, you know, if he was asked, it seems like Moshe said, don't put it in the shul, the Chatchila. That's not an appropriate place to put the flags. Doesn't belong by the Aron Kodesh, which is obviously the most Mokum Kodesh in the shul. The flags are Dar B'chol. Flags even might even be a Zecher, a Meister, a Shom, who put it together, who designed it. But bottom line is, there's no Isser there, and if it can't be removed in a peaceful way, it's going to cause Machlokas, then the Machlokas should be avoided, even if it means the flags stay in the Vesak Knesset.